This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
Hey, everybody. Now a story on retirement.
At retirement, you get a monthly paycheck for the rest of your life, no matter whether you live to be 120 or whether you die early.
Sounds like a dream, right? But those retirement plans are actually real, and they're known as defined benefit pension plans. And while they've pretty much fallen out of favor in corporate America, more than 26 million Americans still rely on them in retirement. Earlier this month, the IRS reversed an Obama-era guideline that banned companies from offering lump sum buyouts to those retirees who are already collecting their defined benefit pensions. Now these people have a choice. Stick with those monthly paychecks or take the appealing but possibly risky large one-time payment. I talked to Olivia Mitchell, a professor of business economics at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania and the executive director of the Pension Research Council, and she walked me through how the accessibility of lump sum payments has changed over time.
Many companies have offered lump sums to their retirees at the point of retirement in the past. So they'd say, either I'm going to pay you a lifetime annuity, that's an income stream, or a retirement paycheck, if you wish, until you die, or it would be up to the firm to permit it, I'll give you a lump sum. Now, that was always feasible, but not very generally available. Now, in 2006, the Pension Protection Act said, okay, if you have a defined benefit plan, we're going to make it a little bit easier for firms to offer lump sums. And so that kind of started breaking the logjam. More and more firms started offering them. So there was this general trend toward giving people access to their money all at once.
What are some of the benefits for people who choose to take the lump sum?
From the employer side, companies, the few that still have defined benefit plans, can outsource their risk. That is, if you get people, retirees, to take the lump sum, then the corporation no longer needs to manage the risk associated with the investments or not knowing how long people will live or interest rates, a whole series of unknowns that companies would like to get off their balance sheets. It's also the case that corporate defined benefit plans in the U.S. are reinsured by a government agency, which is known as the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, fondly known as the PBGC. And the PBGC charges premiums for insurance. So corporations that can get those retiree liabilities off their balance sheet end up saving money on their PBGC premiums. And that, I think, is becoming a very big deal.
Can you tell us a little bit about why the Obama administration enacted a ban on lump sum payouts and why the current administration is trying to reverse that?
In 2015, the Government Accountability Office did a very big study, very impressive study on lump sum payments to people who had been offered them through defined benefit plans. And it was troubling because they found that in all the cases they examined, the information given to participants was inadequate. And in many cases, the information used to compute the lump sums ended up providing retirees with less money than they would have gotten through the lifetime annuity. It was a big problem. And I think that's one reason the Obama administration wanted to put a halt or at least a slowdown on lump sum offerings. What we can say about the current administration is that the situation has changed a little bit. Last year, because of the tax cut going into place, corporations poured a lot of money into their defined benefit plans if these were still available and still open. And so that improved funding ratios somewhat substantially. And therefore, allowing people to take a lump sum out of the plan is less troubling than it might have been in the old days. The concern is always that if we let retirees lump sum their benefits, then that could end up looting the plan. It's like a bank run. And so you don't want to be the last guy to take a lump sum because there might not be any money left by then.
There have been, you know, many, many issues around this that I think a lot of folks are really confused by. And the question here is, if I take a lump sum payment, what risk is there to me and what responsibility is it to the company to explain that risk?
Very important point. To the extent that people are being offered lump sums, many of them, I think, will be influenced by what I call lump sum illusion. They think, oh, golly, I have $100,000 that I can take out and I'm rich. Well, $100,000 doesn't take you very far in retirement, I'm sad to say. Now, we do know that, especially for low-wage workers, Social Security is another form of lifetime annuity. So if you paid in your whole life and you have confidence that Social Security will be able to help support you, then maybe a lump sum would be somewhat more attractive. But even if you invest well, you still bear longevity risk. You just don't know how long you're going to live in retirement. You might live your life expectancy, but you could live to be 105. And if you do, and you don't have any insurance against living too long, you're going to be in deep trouble.
Olivia Mitchell is the executive director of the Pension Research Council. Olivia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We reached out to the Treasury Department for comment on this policy and haven't heard back yet.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.